into his time, only one of four Imams are followed. That is Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. The reason for this is that only these four Imams' mazhabs were preserved in totality. And there were many of their students who taught people according to that mazhab. Since the other mujtahids' works are not compiled, nor are there ulama who can teach according to their mazhab, one must follow one of the four Imams. A person should follow whichever mujtahid he has greater reliance on. Speaking ill of the great imams, referring to taqlid as shirk, and trying to understand the Quran and the Hadith on one's own without having the ability of ijtihad will expel a person from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. For the past 1200 years, Muslims of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah throughout the world followed one of the four Imams. Many groups of people who abandoned the creed eventually became completely misguided and irreligious, due to which many of them finally deserted from Islam. All the four mazhabs are correct as they spring from the Qur'an-i Kareem and the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their rulings are based on the Qur'an and the Hadith, personal and individual opinion having no share in their formulation. Their founders are men of highest Islamic caliber. The ustaz of some of the Imams were the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and the Tabi'een rahimullah alayhim ajma'een. Taqleed is not something new to Islam. Without the guidance and explanation of the Sharia offered by these great servants of Islam, it is not possible to follow the teachings of Islam. Taqleed is the way of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, which they handed over to the fuqaha, the jurists, which was then transmitted authoritatively and authentically from generation to generation until it reached us. In this way it will be transmitted till the day of judgment, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Alhamdulillah, last night the 21st para was recited in Tarawih Salah. In the 21st para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the important injunction of tilawat e Qur'an-i Kareem, establishment of salah, etc. We'll just continue from where we left off yesterday in the 20th para, Suratul Qasas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explaining with regard to the incense of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Again, from here we learn it is very important to learn about the history of the past and take lessons and see that those people that progressed in life, we should be following their trend, and those people that were unsuccessful, we should stay very far away from those people's ways of life. So Ya Allah Ta'ala says, one of them, the great messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, natlu alayka min nabai Musa wa Fir'aun bilhaqqi liqawmin yu'minun. Allah Ta'ala says that read to them about the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in Fir'aun, which is absolutely true for people who will bring Iman. In other words, people will see the great lesson from the incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that although outwardly he seemed to be very weak, not having much might, power, financial strength, and Fir'aun seemed to be a very strong and tyrant ruler, well established on the earth, but how Allah Ta'ala finally destroyed him when he didn't take heed to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that Fir'aun, he came to hear that one of the children of the Bani Israel, they will take over his kingdom. From that day he killed all the newborn babies, the newborn boys and the girls, he kept them alive, and he tried to create evil and corruption in this way. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees something, the whole world can get together, they won't stop him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that that child that actually he wanted to kill, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah ta'ala protected that child in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born, and now his mother was also fearing that my child must not be taken away and not be killed, Allah ta'ala consoled her, and Allah ta'ala sent message to her, وَوْحِينَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلِي فَأَلْقِي فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِ وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّ رَادُّهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاهِلُهُ مِنَ الْمُسْرِينَ. That we revealed to the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that you don't be afraid. You carry on breastfeeding your child. We will take care.
and if you tell you out of human feelings you get scared that the army is coming to take away your child, then don't worry, you just put him in a small box and put him into the ocean. We will return him to you. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that he steams from the frying pan into the fire, that you're putting the small child in a box in the ocean. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that the control and the power of anything in the world is only in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made such that when this box was seen in the ocean, Fir'aun was shocked and he said, "What is that box?" That box was brought to his kingdom. And when they opened that box, they saw a beautiful small child. His wife said, وَقَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لِلَّهِ وَلَكَ لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ. That this small child will be a means of the fullness of our eyes, as it is that he didn't have offspring or two. So she told him, don't kill this child. This child will be good for us. So Fir'aun kept that child according to what his wife advised him. But then he was still doubtful and he said, it seemed like this child might be the cause of my destruction. She said, no, this is an innocent child. He put a piece of coal, burning coal, and he put on the other side some honey and milk to see which side the child will go. Allah Ta'ala made it. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went towards the coal and he touched his tongue. That's how he got stuttering. Fir'aun, she told him, you see, he's a small child. Then in any case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the system in the house of the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala made it, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِيَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَقَالَ هَلَ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ. That Allah Ta'ala made it that now the child is brought up in the house of his own enemy, Fir'aun. And Allah made it haram that this child won't breastfeed from any other woman. They called all the women of the city to try and breastfeed this child. But Allah Ta'ala made it such that it will only breastfeed on his mother. So Allah Ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam's mother, sent her daughter, that is the sister of Musa alayhi salam, to tell them that, can I show you who will breastfeed this child? And finally that child came to the mother. And Fir'aun actually prayed as your remuneration, that you're going to breastfeed this child for us, we will pay you for this. Allah Ta'ala shows that a mother normally with a free will, she breastfeeds the child. Here Allah Ta'ala shows that the person who wants to harm you, Allah will make him pay to protect you also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how we return the child in the hand of the mother and we made her feel at ease. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. That now when he came to the city early in the morning and he saw two people were busy arguing. Then the one person was from his tribe and the other one from the tribe of Fir'aun. So he told her, he said, what is wrong with you? What is the argument? The person from his tribe said, this person is arguing with me. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam just touched him lightly and he fell down dead. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, ya qal rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi faghfir li faghfar Allah. Oh Allah, this is my wrongdoing. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Allah Ta'ala forgave him. The next day, فَأَصْبَى فِي الْمَدِينَةِ خَائِفَ يَتَرَقَّبْ. The next day again he saw two people arguing. And it happened to the person yesterday who was arguing from his tribe, the same person was arguing. So he says, it seems that you are causing unnecessary argument. This person got worried. فَلَمَّا نَرَادَ يَفْتِشْتَ بِالَّذِي وَدُولْ لَوْمَا قَالْ يَا مُوسَى تُرِيدُ أَنْ تَقْتُلَنِي كَمَا قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا بِالْأَمْسِ. So he screamed out and he said, oh Musa, you want to kill me like how you killed a person yesterday. So he brought out the secret that Musa alayhi salam killed a person where actually he did not really intentionally kill that person. So this person made a big noise and a warrant of arrest was set out for Musa alayhi salam. A person came to inform Musa alayhi salam that you rather leave the town, there's a warrant of arrest for you. So Musa alayhi salam was given instructions by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that leave the town of Egypt and go now towards Madian. وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَتِ الْقَاءَ مَدْيَنْ قَالَ سَا رَبِّيَ يَدِيَنِي سَوَى السَّبِيلِ. He did not know the way also. He said, oh Allah will guide me onto my path. And when he came to Madian, he saw an astonishing scene. وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَا مَدْيَنْ وَجَدَ عَلِي أُمَّةً مِنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ. When he came into Madian, he saw there was a well. People were grazing, taking the animals for water. There were two young girls sitting one side and not taking the animals. He said, قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا. قَالَ تَعْلَنَتْ كِيَبْتَ يَسْرِعَا وَابُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ Why you are sitting one side? They said, we can't go where all the men are. We can't go and push ourselves. That means they had extreme shame and modesty. Not like today we see our women folk in the bazaars all over the show. Even with parda, we think that no, we have to be among the masses. And these were daughters of an honorable personality as a Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam, which shows their upbringing from small were taught of modesty. They were sitting one side. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam helped them that day. He lifted up the cover of the well with one hand and he gave the animals water and they went home early. Their father asked them, today what happened? How come you are back so early? They explained, there was a young man who helped us. Their father send him. فَجَاتُ هِدَوْمَةَمْ شَلَسْتِهِيَا He sent one of his daughters, go and call him and tell him we have to give him remuneration, we have to pay him for that. So Allah Ta'ala says she came with extreme modesty, walking with shame and haya and very, in a very modest way, not showing any in any way her beauty, not announcing herself in any way whatsoever. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ وَقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَرِ And this is extremely important that how human folk, how they walk in the street, etc. Even if you can be covered with parda, but today sadly when modesty is leaving the world, even in our own homes, then we see what havoc is spreading in society. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to the house of this Nabi of Allah, the Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam, he explaining the incident, and he said, this is what happened. While his daughter told him, قَالَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا يَا بَتِ اسْتَأْجِرْ Oh father, why don't you hire this man? From here Allah shows us a principle that we also need people to work for us. Who you should hire? إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنْ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ Two great qualities you should look, that he is a very trustworthy, he is a very strong man, he is able to do his work and he is very trustworthy also. The father saw more than that this is a man of deen, he has got deen in his life. So the father offered him what a pay in remuneration. He said, "In yuridun unke kaid abnatayatain," that I desire that you get married to one of my daughters. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam finally agreed. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got married. Now he was going with his wife. فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلَ وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ نَارًا He was on his way. His wife was also pregnant. They were lost and they needed now fire and warmth for his wife. He saw in a distance a fire, so he told his wife, "We'll go there. We'll get some fire. We'll get some warmth." But when they came there. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ مِنْ شَاطِئِ الْوَادِ الْأَيْمَنِ فِي الْبُقْعَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ مِنَ الشَّجَرَةِ يا موسى إني أنا الله رب العالمين In reality that was a special nur and tajalli of Allah Ta'ala on the mountain of Tur. Through that special Mubarak tree Allah's special tajalli was falling. And when Musa alayhi salam came there, Allah Ta'ala announced that I am your Lord, I am Allah Rabbul Izzat, the creator and sustainer of all the universes. O Musa alayhi salam, you want warmth? We'll give you that warmth that will warm the warmth that will warm the whole ummat wal iman and will guide the whole ummat. Allah gave him credentials. Allah showed him that turn, put your trust only in Allah. Effect and cause is not in things, it's only in Allah's hand. So that asa, that stick that you got, drop it down. When he dropped it, فَلَمَّا رَاهَ تَحْتَزُّ He saw it is shaking like a serpent, he got scared. Allah said, don't be scared. أَقْبِلْ وَلَا تَخَفْ Go front, pick it up. It is in Allah Ta'ala's control. We will keep you safe. So Allah Ta'ala showed him. Then Allah said, put your hand under your armpit. When he took it out, it became shining and bright. Now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, now go with the credentials of yours. Go with your message to Firaun, the tyrant ruler. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam immediately said, Ya Allah, I got a fear. Inni qataltu minhum nafsan. I murdered that person, so there's still a warrant of arrest for me. And secondly, I got the stuttering on my tongue. So please, O Allah Ta'ala, send my brother with me. And what a dua he made, that make my brother part of my mission, that is a Nabi. What a dua he made for his brother. The best dua any person could make. So Allah Ta'ala says, yes, we will strengthen you with your brother, Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, who will assist you in the message. So when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Harun alayhi salatu wasalam went to Firaun, وَاسْتَكْبَرَهُ وَجُنُودَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ They instead of listening to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was proud and arrogant and he didn't listen to the message. Rather he made all stupid and foolish remarks and he said, who is this? Who is this Lord? So which Lord is he talking about? Make me a step, let me go to the heavens and see which Allah is talking about. Which he doesn't realize his own stupidity, that he himself is acknowledging there must be a Lord in the heavens. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam show them his miracles. Rather, they said just his magic and black magic, and they got hold of the magicians. But finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed how Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's message was true. Even the magicians accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explained how people will have arguments with regard to Qiyamah, etc. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers all those arguments. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that wa huwa Allahu la ilaha illahu. It is Allah Rabbul Izzat who created, who is in control of the entire universe. There is nobody besides Allah. All praises belong to Allah. It's no Jewish lobby. It's no government that controls. Because Allah Ta'ala is that great being. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Your Allah has created you and Allah has given choice and preference. From this also we learn in running our affairs, in our institutions, in our business, certain people have to given preference, but not tarjih bila murajji. In other words, not without a reason. Certain people, because of their ability, because of their honesty, etc., they are given preference so that the organization can run well. And thus we should appreciate, this is the system of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the control of Allah and realize everything in the hands of Allah and make your firm connection with Allah, because Allah is that great being. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, just ponder and think that if Allah has to make the whole night the continuous, no day to come, which other Lord can bring day for you? Which other Lord can take out the sun for you? Can't you listen? At night a person normally can't see. So Allah says, look, use your ears and listen to the truth and get connected to Allah. Allah says, قُلْ أَرَيْتُ مِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. If Allah has to make it day all the time, till the day of Qiyamah, which Lord can bring the night that you can get rest? أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. In the day everybody sees. Allah says, look at Allah, says look at Allah's greatness. Allah says, see how we made the night, see how we made the day for you to rest. And in the day, لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ, you go out and seek from the virtues of Allah. In other words, when you go and seek your rosy, you the servant of Allah. Don't think you are feeding yourself and your shop is feeding you. This is only Allah's fazl and kindness, that you make a little effort, Allah opens the way for you. And Allah says, all this لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you make shukr. Don't become proud and arrogant. Allah gives you Allah gave you life, Allah gave you strength and wealth, then don't become like proud people like Qarun. Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa. He was from the tribe of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, even from his family, but he became proud and arrogant with his wealth. Allah gave him so much wealth that just the treasures of his wealth, he needed a whole lot of camel loads and young men to carry his treasures. When the people told him that, وَوَبْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, that what you being proud what Allah gave you, don't forget your share of the akhirah. In other words, from your wealth spent for the hereafter, and prepare, that is your real life. Then, and do good deeds and don't create havoc on the face of the earth. He says, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ إِنْدِي. This is my knowledge. I achieved this. And this is my acumen. The people told him, لَا تَفْرَىٰ. Don't be proud. Allah don't like arrogant and proud people. But he did not take heed. And those people that did not have foresight, that is, that were also, their mouths water for dunya. Like we, Allah Ta'ala save us. Don't see what the kuffar got in our mouths water. So such people told him, such people were saying, Yuridul Hayat Dunya Ya Laita Lana Misla Ma Utiya Qarun. I wish we also had like what Qarun got. Look at his wealth, look at his pomp and glory. Those people of Iman, the ulama, Rabbaniyin, the people of knowledge, they told him, قَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمُ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ, that destruction be upon you. Don't go towards that. Like the ulama remind us today, don't go towards dunya. We say it is stopping us from progress. Don't go towards secular education, etc. We say it is stopping us from progress. Take a lesson here. The ulama in the time of Qarun, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, told them that don't go towards what he is going. Sawabullah, the sawab of Allah, good deeds are far better than you. But who will take the heat? وَمَا يُلَقَى إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. Only those people will take heed who make sabr, and they remain firm on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the men of Allah. Allah Ta'ala showed فَقَصَفْنَا بِيُّ بِدَارِ الْأَبْ. Allah gave him rather respite, but when we end beyond the limits in transgression, Allah made the earth start sinking him. him. And till today he's sinking into the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْكَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ رِزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. That Allah ta'ala distributes this. Who he wants to give more, Allah knows who is good for. Who Allah ta'ala restrains, Allah knows that is good. Allah ta'ala says, prepare for your real house. This is not your house. تِلْكَ دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ. Your house is the akhirah. نَجْعَلُهَا. We made that house. A person boasts, I got master builders, I got architects from here, and I got material from here. Allah says, that house we made, that is the house of Jannah. But for who is it? لا يريدون أولوان في الأرض. People who don't like to be proud and arrogant and create oppression on the face of the earth. Today we think the rulers are creating oppression. Myself, all of us, we have to see in our own homes how we oppress our wives, our children, our servants, etc. ولا فساد, not those people who will create fasad. In other words, create evil and spread sin on the face of the earth. For them, they won't get a place in Jannah. Allah save us all. Allah says, wal aqibatul muttaqin. Make your build your connection with tawal Allah. Inculcate the fear of Allah. Inculcate taqwa. Stay away from haram. The one who laughs the best. Don't worry what people will tell you. You'll see when your janaza is laying, you'll be smiling and what you will get in the after. Allah says, if you do good deeds, you'll see the reward there. Allah Ta'ala showed us this beautiful ayat, inna alladhi farada alayka al-Quran ala radduka ila ma'ad. Ulama have explained through experience, if you write this ayat on any of the pillars in Haramain Sharifain, Allah Ta'ala will take you back over and over. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala explains what is the object and purpose of revelation also. وَلَا تَدُمَ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ نَاخَرِ. Inculcate Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Don't associate any partners with Allah. لَا إِلَىٰ إِلَّهُ. There is nobody for us besides Allah. كُلَّ شَيْنْ هَلِكُنْ إِلَّا وَجْهَ. Everything is going to be destroyed besides Allah, Rabbul Izzat. All control and sovereignty belongs only to Allah. You're going to return to Allah. Allah Ta'ala further in the next ayah, in the next surah, Ankabut, Allah shows, take a lesson from a spider, that people who come in the world and think that they just pass their life, we're not watching them. Allah says, Asivan nas wa yutraku wa yaqulu amanna hum la yaftanun. People think that we brought iman. Allah is not going to test you. Allah is going to test you. And Allah doesn't test because Allah doesn't know. Allah knows our results before that. But Allah Ta'ala doesn't want anybody to make an excuse that we couldn't see the results. Allah wants to make everything open. That فَلْيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ لَكُنَّ صَدَقُوا وَلْيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Who are the true servants of Allah? And who are the imposters and liars who claim to be Muslims, but we want to follow the lifestyle of the kuffar? Allah Ta'ala says, if you do good deeds, Allah Ta'ala will reward you abundantly. Then Allah reminds us, together with Tawheed, don't forget the rights of fellow human beings. And in there, the first, وَوَسْتَوَيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. Take care of your parents. Be extremely kind and good to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but yes, if they command you to commit shirk and associate partners with Allah, haram, then don't obey them in that. But be kind and be good to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains the how Allah ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to his nation. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سِنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. 950 years, untiring effort, calling his people towards the oneness of Allah, but they did not take heed and Allah destroyed them. Allah Ta'ala explains about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. He told his people, اُبُدُ اللَّهُ وَاتَّقُوا. Worship Allah and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they did not also take heed. Allah says, travel in the earth and you'll see how the nations of the past did not take heed and they were destroyed. Allah Ta'ala again explains with regard to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy comes down and how Allah Ta'ala sent Lut alayhi salatu wa salam to his nation. They also did not take heed. Allah destroyed them also. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكُلَّا نَخَذْنَا بِزَمْبِ. We give you little respite. But then when you go beyond the limit, every nation, because of their sons, Allah Ta'ala told, we seized them. We took them to task. See, فَمِنُمَا رَسَلْنَا لِحَاسِبَ. The قوم of Ad, who were very strong, we sent one huge striking wind and they were destroyed. وَمِنُمَا نَخَذَتُ سَيَّ. The قوم of Samud, we sent a loud creak, a noise, and they were destroyed. وَمِنُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. And those people, we made the earth sink them in. Karun and his men, the earth is still sinking them. وَمِنُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. Fir'aun and his people, we drowned them. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. And remember, Allah does not oppress anybody. وَلَا walakin kanu anfusum yazlimun. You oppress your own self because of your actions. Why? Because you turn to the things of this dunya and you look at support as people of this world. Whoever you take as support besides Allah, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ دَخَذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. It's like you taking support on by a spider, and not only a spider web. You supporting yourself with a spider web, which is the most useless and weakest thing on the face of the earth. So don't look at outwardly what the kuffar got in their power. The power is only in the hands of Allah, in iman, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, don't get caught in the spider web. Today, sadly, with the web and all the technology, people are getting caught in all the websites, and we are losing our iman. Even in our deen, we want to find on the website. That is a very weak way to find your deen. Allah Ta'ala says, hold firm on the men of Allah. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. Allah says, we give you all these examples for you to take a lesson. But who will take a lesson? إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. Those people who got knowledge of deen, the ulama'i rabbaniyin. So learn from them. And Allah has created the heavens and the earth, and bring iman in Allah. These are all signs for people of iman. And how to get this? Allah starts the next mala so beautifully. Utlu ma huwa ilaykum min al-kitabi wa aqimis salah. Said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make tilawat of Quran what has revealed to you. So if this Quran, this Quran maqamani is from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for me and you to a greater degree, we have to make tilawat. And tilawat means that daily we start from Surah Fatiha, looking in the Quran, reading that we can hear ourselves, not lab reading or eye reading. And you start and you read a certain amount every day. You put your marker and you carry on, not just listening on the radio and think that is Quran, and make one khatam at least in the 11 months of the year, and one khatam in Ramadan Sharif. That is according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. The lowest right of Qurani Kareem is at least two khatam, and according to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, at least one khatam every month. And Allah Ta'ala says, together with just establish your namaz. In other words, don't just read namaz, learn how to perform your namaz, correct your namaz, because namaz is that great ibadat. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Namaz will take out all state shamelessness, lewdness, all evils and sins from your life. Many people, we hate ourselves for looking at women, etc. And for sinning, we want to correct our lives. Allah says one easy way is salah. And that's why we see, we come here, we have a cause in salah. A person has to do a cause in salah. Then your salah will improve, and be worried that how my outward postures, my inward postures, salah is that all your farais, wajibat, sunan, mustahabat, all that is in order. Not that you just stand like a humble soul, but your farais, your wajibat, all that is not in order, that is not salah. Allah Ta'ala says, for many people complain that we don't have concentration in namaz, for that you need to do a cause, wala zikrullahi akbar, of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will bring you concentration, when you know in front of who you are standing. And all the time, many people, they say that we don't have concentration because we don't do zikr regularly, or we don't not inclined to zikr, which shows we don't have the love of Allah, or we don't do our zikr with concentration. So do the cause of salah, sit in the company of the friends of Allah, learn about Allah, make a cause of zikrullah, and see how namaz will change our whole life and bring goodness into our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like the kuffar. They say that what you are talking about of the yaat and punishment, وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ, bring the punishment, when will it come? Allah says, don't be hasty like them, because when the punishment comes, يَوْمَ يَخْشَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ, when Allah Ta'ala's punishment comes, it will cover them from the top, from the bottom, and Allah Ta'ala will tell them, ذُوكُ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, all the evil actions you are doing, taste of it. And Allah Ta'ala reminds us, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ أَرْضِ وَاسِعَةٌ فَإِيَّايَ فَاعْبُدُونِ. That all people who have brought iman, the earth of Allah is very vast. So don't say, oh Allah, we couldn't help it, we got caught up in this place and evil was carrying on, so we couldn't move. Somebody gives you a dawat and you go there and you see music, etc., videoing. Don't say, what could I do? I got a dawat. No, move from there. Allah says our earth is vast. And if you don't move, remember, kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. Malakul maut will strike you. Every person has to taste of death. If you don't prepare and in the wrong place, what will be your condition? You all have to return to Allah. Bring do good deeds and bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this Allah Ta'ala says, remember, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ. This world is just tomfoolery and pastime and sport. So though you don't get involved in this, it is like a game of monopoly. And as Mona Yusuf Zab Rahmatullah Ali says, till you don't realize all your buildings, tall buildings, all your F-16s, everything are not toys, till then your iman is not made. and realize why in the dar al-akhirat alayyal hayawan. People who still got time for sports, and especially in the month of Ramadan, one to watch cricket, etc., and pass the time. Our dada says you will be failing your time. The real life is the life of the year after. And for that Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Whoever strives in the path of Allah. And what is striving? الَّذِي اِخْتَارُ مَشَكَّةَ فِي اِمْتِسَادِ أَوَامِ اللَّهِ وَاجْتِنَادِ أَمَوَاهِنِ اللَّهِ. And those who strive to obey Allah's command, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah, fi nusrati deenillah, to help the deen of Allah, and most important, fi ittiqai mardatillah, to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether we go out in jihad, any effort of deen, the main thing is to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, wa inna Allah lama al-mustaneen. Then Allah will be those that do good. In other words, inculcate the quality of ihsan. All the time the presence of Allah is in front of us, that Allah is what us all the time, and this is what we come to learn by the men of Allah, to gain this quality of ihsan, that I worship Allah in such a way Allah is watching me. Oh, I know how I am standing in front of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu marfu'an qal, inna lillahi ta'ala sayyaratan minal malaikati yabtaghuna halaq al-dhikr. فإذا مروا قال بعضهم لبعض أقعدوا فإذا دعا القوم أمنوا على دعائهم فإذا صلوا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا معهم حتى يفرغوا ثم يقول بعضهم لبعض طوبى لهم لا يرجعون إلا مغفورا لهم. فزد أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه مرفوعا نقل فرماتے ہیں کہ اللہ جل جلاله کے کتنے ہی فرشتے راستوں پر پھرتے ہیں اور ذکر کرنے والوں کے حلقے ڈھونڈتے ہیں. جب وہ ذکر کی مجلس کو پا لیتے ہیں تو ایک دوسرے کو پکارتے ہیں کہ بیٹھ جاؤ. پھر جب مجلس والے دعا کرتے ہیں تو یہ فرشتے ان کی دعاؤں پر آمین کہتے ہیں, اور جب درود شریف پڑھتے ہیں تو یہ بھی ان کے ساتھ درود شریف پڑھتے ہیں, اور پھر جب دعا سے فارغ ہو جاتے ہیں تو یہ فرشتے کہتے ہیں, خوشخبری ہے ان لوگوں کے لیے کہ وہ بخشے بخشائے لوٹ رہے ہیں. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates the following tradition. There are certain angels of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu who roam around the earth searching for the gatherings of dhikr. If they happen to pass by one, they call unto each other to come and participate. When the people complete their dhikr and become engaged in dua, they say Ameen to their dua. When the people send durood, salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angels also send durood with them. When the gathering is about to terminate, the angels say to each other, glad tidings to these people, for they shall not return except with all their sins forgiven.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni yadhkurkum ana jalisu man zakarani. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجایا بو گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل خیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر سارے خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا موجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نرای مستانا خوش میآیدم تا بجانا چنی میبایدم الله جل جلاله تعالى شانه الله 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے الله 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 كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام الله 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 جل جلاله وتعالى شانه الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك.